The importance of mediation after separation. In the previous podcast, we discussed a recent child custody case where the mother falsely accused her ex-husband of sexual abuse of their three boys in an effort to discredit him in court. After a very drawn-out court case that lasted years, the father was awarded full custody of the children, while the mother was awarded supervised visitations and an order from the court to seek psychiatric help. Initially, when the couple separated, they went through mediation in an effort to resolve the issue of child custody in a harmonious way. The mediation process proved successful as both parties accepted the settlement. It is what happened after mediation, though, that caused the entire situation to spiral out of control. In essence, mediation offers both parties the opportunity to come to a peaceful agreement with regard to the child custody and separation settlement. This process is far more affordable and amicable than the alternative. When both parties at least just agree on committing to the terms of the settlement, mediation will surely work for the couple. If, however, one parent decides to go against the settlement and still pursue his or her own agenda, they were not being entirely receptive to the process from the beginning. How do you make sure that mediation works for you while putting the best interest of your children first before your own? What is mediation? The mediator is generally a professional, similar to a family lawyer. The mediator will meet with both parties to identify the exact issues. It is important to realize that mediation is a process of compromise, and that it takes the full cooperation of both parties for it to work. In mediation, there is no winner. It is more about give and take. The mediator aims to find a solution that will satisfy both parties in the long run. Each situation is unique, and no two mediation cases can be compared with each other. That is why it is vitally important to make use of an experienced lawyer that knows exactly how to deal with this very delicate situation. Why should I consider mediation? Well, going through a divorce is a very difficult time for anyone. Emotions can run high and affect your judgment. To make sure you make the right decisions at the right time is vital. Mediation offers a solution without adding any extra pressure to the situation. Both parties agree to compromise, which is in itself rewarding to know that there are still some things that you can agree with your ex. To make sure that mediation works for you, it is vital that you are comfortable with the compromises being agreed upon during the negotiation phase. There is life after divorce, and depending on the choices you make during the proceedings, you will be able to live a full life again. If you want to learn more about mediation or need professional advice, please visit BakerandBakerLaw.com.